Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now. Feels like I haven't said that in days. This is Jesse Steele. Today is November 19th. And I bet you're wondering, what happened to November 18th, Jesse? Sorry, I had some technical difficulties, and by the time I was ready to go, it was already 8 p.m. I figured you guys probably didn't care anymore, so I'll put those stories in today, and we'll act like it never happened. What have we got to start with here? So, State Route 120 West reopens at Lavining. The entrance to Yosemite National Park remains closed. So, Mono County, Caltrans District 9 reopened State Route 120 West today following an extended storm closure. Drivers will be able to reach the eastern entrance of Yosemite National Park. However, the Tioga Pass entrance station remains closed and the road is not accessible beyond that point. State Route 120 West has been closed since October 17th. A series of snowstorms in the Sierra Nevada from late October through early November created icy driving conditions on the highway and sent boulders tumbling down the mountainside to the road below. That sounds like something from a Wile E. Coyote cartoon. Caltrans crews have been working since the last storm, removing rocks, ice, and snow to reopen the highway. Currently, State Route 203 at Mammoth Mountain Inn is the only Caltrans District 9 road closed for the winter season. For the latest information on road closures, please visit the Caltrans Quick Map site, which is quickmap.dot.ca.gov, or download the app to your smartphone. You can also call road conditions at 1-800-427-ROAD, that's 7623. We got a real snow report from Jason at the Mammoth brand. You guys want to hear that? I don't know who I'm talking to. It's not like I can hear what you're saying. I'm assuming you're all jumping for joy and saying, hooray, let's hear about it. Because I am. I think it's rad. Okay, here we go. Thanks for checking out our Mammoth Mountain Snow Report for the third week of November. Although conditions have deteriorated slightly, there is still plenty of fun to be had on the hill. We have to remember that it is only mid-November, and considering that a dozen or so ski resorts across the West just announced they would delay their opening, including Heavenly and North Star in Tahoe, I think we're pretty lucky. The feature image shows most of the open portions of the mountain from Chair 1, and the image below shows conditions on Saddle Bowl. Those images are both posted at EasternSierraNow.com, as well as TheMammothBrand.com. The conditions, although we have had some pretty warm weather over the last week here in Mammoth Lakes, it has been cold enough at night to hold most of the current snow base. We have had some wind on the mountain, but that has created some really nice wind buff with powder-like conditions in some spots under Chair 23. If you're going off trail, you might not want to bring your new gear because base scratches from rocks still sticking through the snow are likely. The rest of the open runs vary from sugary granular snow to soft slush with some bare or icy spots. The busy runs get very bumpy later in the day, so get there early for best groomers. All in all, it is pretty fun out there and the coverage is great for November. Warm weather continues through the week and probably to the end of the month, with consistently cold nights. We're hoping for some snowmaking, with the only chance of a medium to large snowfall coming at the end of the month. We are looking at some strong winds, possibly Thursday through Friday, with a slight chance of natural snow if we are lucky. That Thursday through Friday, I believe, is today, so if it's windy up there, Jason called it. With the scheduled Mammoth opening day behind us and Thanksgiving weekend more than a week away, I would expect a wide-open Mammoth Mountain over the next week. Although we will see an uptick in people on the slopes this weekend, it will not be nearly as crowded as next weekend. This is a great time to get out on the hill and get your snow legs back. With only Mammoth Mountain Main Lodge open, plan to take the parking shuttle to the lifts and don't forget a mask. They are still required on shuttles. Unbound Express is running and Mammoth has expanded their park to the top of the lift. Since it is so close to the base of the mountain and the park sees a lot of action, conditions have deteriorated. However, the park staff does a good job refreshing the run every night, so it is still pretty fun. The features are pretty much all the same, but more spread out now with 8 to 10 rails, boxes, and jibs. So for more information on the Real Snow Report and to get yourself some fresh gear, head over to themammothbrand.com. I'm currently wearing my beanie as we speak. Man, we got a bunch of bad news reports here. Well, we'll start off with the unfortunate passing of Aritzia Rozga. The Rozgas have been friends of mine and my family for a while. And this has been a pretty sad thing that they've gone through. First, Scott Rozga got leukemia and battled it to the point of he's on the mend. But then his wife, Aritzia, also got cancer. So for the last year, they both have been fighting cancer and they have three young children. We put up a GoFundMe at EasternSierraNow.com and it is still active. If you would be so kind as to help this family out and head over there and pledge a couple of dollars, that would help completely because I just learned that Aritzia passed last night. So now Scott, who is unable to work because he is on the mend from leukemia, is going to need all the help that he can get. So if you wouldn't mind heading over to EasternSierraNow.com, look at the GoFundMe page, and see if you can help them out a little bit. That's what this community is all about, helping each other. And we'll have more details as well as an obituary for Aritzia as soon as we get it. And so sorry to their family. And however we can help, we definitely will. And we have another obituary. Susan Bogues, age 46, lifetime resident of Big Pine, California, born in Bishop on May of 1975, passed away in November. In Big Pine, California. Susan was a loving daughter, sister, auntie, and friend. She graduated from Big Pine Unified High School in 1993 and served as the NASA princess. She enjoyed playing softball, basketball, and volleyball. She loved fishing, shooting guns, and enjoyed outdoor activities. She loved driving different kinds of cars. Susan worked several years at the Paiute Palace Casino, where she made many friends and was always joking and cordial with her patrons. Susan leaves behind her father, Nolan Barr, significant other, Kenneth Jones Jr., brother, Hank Barr, and sister, Jessica Barr, uncles, Driscoll Barr, aunt, Bailey Covington, uncles, Alan Rambo Jr., and James Rambo Sr., aunt, Angie Calloway, all relations from the Owens Valley, California, and from Fort Bidwell, California. Susan was preceded in death by her mother, Rose Rambo, and stepfather, Gil Brownshields, uncle, Edward Baycock, cousin James Rambo Jr., uncle Ronald Barr Jr., maternal grandparents Alan Rambo Sr. and Hazel Rambo of Big Pine, paternal grandparents Ronald Barr and Anita Barr of Bishop, California. The funeral services will be determined at a later date. Christina Donovan Dirk of Bishop, California, beloved wife of Sean Dirk, cherished daughter of Joseph L. Donovan and Susan S. Stiles, dearly loved sister of Joseph P. Donovan and Lisa Peters, passed away on October 24, 2021, after several years of debilitating illness. She was 40. Born January 11, 1981, to Joseph and Linda Donovan, Chris grew up in Jarrettsville, Maryland. As a student, she was active in North Harford Ecology Club and succeeded in permanently protecting the Kilgore Falls area from development. She graduated from North Harford High School in 1999. Chris had an artistic, creative personality, famed for her Halloween costumes, especially the girl riding an ostrich. Almost 11 feet high on stilts, she exhibited the monster at the L.A. County Museum of Art, as well as street parties and astounded family gatherings. She loved the outdoors and collecting natural curiosities. She visited Africa and Costa Rica. Chris moved to California, where she met and married Sean Dirk in 2011. Together, they created and ran the Bishop Burger Barn. Chris loved the Sierra Nevada mountains, hiking, and rock climbing. She painted beautiful watercolors. At her home in Bishop, she and her husband grew vegetables for their restaurant and took care of their very much loved and possibly spoiled dogs, Kate, Wiggles, and a gang of Chihuahuas. Chris is dearly missed by her devoted husband, Sean, parents, Joseph and Susan, brother, Joseph and his family, Corey, Finn, and Carson, sister, Lisa and her family, Huck, Nathaniel, Elena, and Isaiah, and many relatives and friends. A celebration of her life will be held at her friend's home at 104 Sequoia Street in White Mountain Estates on December 11th, 2021 at about 1 p.m., with a potluck dinner to follow. Guests are encouraged to bring their favorite side dish. All her friends and admirers are welcome. Screw you, 21, am I right? There's a INYO supervisors meeting November 23rd. All the information is at EasternSierraNow.com, including the Zoom link. head over to check that one out if you would like to participate. With Thanksgiving coming up, it's definitely good to have a little bit of a plan of how you're going to beat the bloat that's going to happen, because you are going to stuff your face with everything you possibly could that you've been thinking about for a year. Have you ever noticed that? Thanksgiving type dinner, turkey, green beans, mashed potatoes, ham. You know, I've even had oysters sometimes for Thanksgiving. That's weird. Doesn't taste the same unless it's Thanksgiving. It's still good. It's worth having. It's not the same thing. You know, you think about it as Thanksgiving dinner, not, oh, I want to have a turkey dinner with all the sides. So it's really like once a year thing. And you're going to stuff your mouth with it, and you're going to pass out, and you're going to be pissed off for weeks because you just gained 5 pounds of turkey. Stuffed yourself with stuffing, as it were. Well, we've got an answer for you. Our very own Coach Ashley McLaughlin is here to tell you a little bit about how to handle this problem.
Coach McLaughlin here. As we're about to experience our two chest, the final half of the month, as we head into the second half, along with Thanksgiving dinners awaiting us, I want to remind you of a few things. You don't need to be perfect now to be successful long term. Change comes from what you do consistently, not occasionally. When you're feeling unmotivated to move your body, do it anyways. I promise. Give it 5 minutes and you don't want to stop. Lean into a community when you need it the most. You're not alone. If there's ever a moment you need a virtual hug or a high five, just let me know. Be sure to catch my Burn Before the Bird workout that will be coming out in the article later today. This has been Coach McLaughlin with Eastern Sierra Now.
Okay, thanks, Ash. And head over to EasternSierraNow.com to see the workout routine, Burn Before the Bird, as well as more tips. We've got a movie review for Marvel's The Eternals, written by our very own Manuel Ruiz. I'll give you just a couple paragraphs, so that way you got to head over and read it yourself, to EasternSierraNow.com. Eternals is the latest addition to the MCU saga and Marvel's Phase 4. It begins and sets up a new storyline and a new cast of heroes to introduce to a new generation of fans, while embracing the Marvel stories that came before it. The Eternals, a race of immortal beings with superhuman powers who have secretly lived on Earth for thousands of years, reunite to battle the evil Deviants. Directed by Chloe Zhao, she's the Academy Award-winning director for Nomadland. The film is the beginning of a brand new series on the same scale as The Avengers. Eternals is a thrilling action sci-fi epic from the opening scenes that take place in 5000 BC to its modern-day setting. Unless familiar with comic books of the same name, it'll be understandable to not have a sense of familiarity with the story's protagonist. Unlike the previous Marvel films, Iron Man, Captain America, Thor, etc., audiences don't get to learn and follow individual characters and their story arcs before heading into the big ensemble film like Avengers, Age of Ultron, and Endgame. However, what Eternals does best is establish its lead heroes, fully formed by the end of the film to the point of understanding of who they are and their objectives to the story. In the same way the Eternals have been hiding in plain sight within its cinematic universe, no one is expecting all these people to really be immortal beings, surprising the audience as well as the characters in learning their true identities. It's a clever way to help moviegoers feel invested in the story. If the characters are surprised, just like the audience, then the viewers know they are in good hands. I definitely went and saw the movie. I could tell you all about it if you give me a call. We're working on a new movie review platform that will be a podcast for Eastern Sierra Now, so keep looking for that in the future. But in the meantime, if you'd like to read more of Manuel's review, head over to EasternSierraNow.com and look for movie reviews. That's going to do it for Friday, and we will see you on Monday. This is Jesse Steele for Eastern Sierra Now, signing off.